Hello, party people. Hi. Can you hear me out there? Looks like yes. Can you hear me in here? Yes. Looks like yes. Okay. All right. Happy what some people call Sunday. You can call it Sunday. You can call it right now. You can call it October 25th. You can call it, what is the moon phase? It's growing, isn't it? Okay. Whatever. We're here right now, and we're going to breathe together. So that's awesome. Does anyone have any questions or complaints or jokes before we start? Okay. Anybody out there? All right. You just never know. Might as well get it out of your system, right? We have a challenge starting next Sunday called the Exhale 2020 Challenge. We just got to get stuff out. Specifically exhales so that you can get a good inhale next one, right? We should, and so that the long name of the challenge is the exhale, the fill in the blank out of 2020. Like whatever you need to be done with, get it out, be done with it, and then you have room for the next thing, right? Same with CO2 and oxygen. So I have some fun challenge cards you can print for yourselves, and there's secret, not secret codes you can fill out. So the last 61 days of 2020 are like totally rocking, because why the heck not? Yeah? I'm ready. I want to be able to take a deep breath in 2021. Yeah? Okay. So why don't we all do it together? It's even better that way. Right, Wendy? Okay. So how about we actually... I stop talking and we start breathing together, feet together nicely, toes and heels touching each other. Body weight to the heels throughout the breathing exercise. Please interlace the fingers. Touch your knuckles right underneath the chin. Chin and knuckles stay together the whole time. Stand up tall, stomach in. Begin, please. Inhale, breathing, elbows slowly lift up towards the ceiling. Keep the chin down, pressing into the fingers, rib cage expands. Now exhale, breathing, head up. Open your mouth. Push your chin slowly back with the knuckles. Hands come together, cross your thumbs, and elbows come together. Inhale, breathing, head down. Suck in your stomach so you have depression of the abdominal wall and expansion of the rib cage. Exhale, breathing, head up. Open your mouth nice and wide. Push the chin slowly but strongly back with the knuckles. Look for the wall behind you. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, look straight ahead on six. Exhale, breathing, one, look up, two, three, look way back, four, five, little more stomach in, six, hold it in. Inhale, breathing, keep the stomach in on the inhale. That's it, Francesca, very good. Look for your rib cage to expand to both sides of the chest. Exhale, breathing, head up. Push the chin with the knuckles. The chin resists the knuckles all the way back and elbows come together. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, breathing, one, chest up, two, three. Push the chin, four, look for the back wall, five, six. Inhale again, head down. Suck in your stomach. Breathe in as much as you can. Keep your body weight all the way back to your heels. Exhale, breathing, good, Lori. Lift up center of the chest. Open your mouth a little wider. Exhale, completely. Inhale, head slowly down. Breathe in by your throat and try to take in the same amount of air. On each of the six counts of the inhale, please hold at the top. Exhale, breathing, head up. By your throat, you exhale, trying to remove the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, push the chin, four, look way back, five, six. Again, please, inhale. Keep the body weight to your heels all the way to the end of the inhale. Exhale, breathing, head up. So push the heels down, breastbone slides up. Push the chin all the way back, exhale completely. Inhale, two more in the first set. Suck in your stomach, tightening up, rib cage expanding, visible at both sides of the chest. Exhale, head up, open your mouth. Nice and wide. Look all the way back behind you. Get a nice tight grip, elbows together. One more, please. Inhale. Suck in your stomach, tightening up. Rib cage expanding more and more to both sides of the chest. Exhale, breathing. One, two, three. Look back. Four, five, six. Excellent. Arms down to the sides. Stand tall. breathe as smoothly as you can. All right, second set, interlace the fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. Now, weight to the heels. Stand tall, so you press the legs, middle inner thighs together. And let's start again, please. Inhale, elbows lift up slowly. Breathe in by the throat, the whole length of the inhale. Now exhale, head up. Exhaling by the throat, making the same steady sound, same pace of exhale, all the way until six. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, look straight ahead, six. Exhale, breathing, one, chest up, two, three, push the chin, four, all the way, five, look for the wall behind you, six, elbows together, again, please, inhale. Now only your arms and head move. Good, Cassandra. Rest of the spine, hips, and legs perfectly straight. Exhale, breathing, head up. So keep the chest lifted. Suck in your stomach. Exhale completely, hips a little forward. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five. Breathe in as much as you can, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, look way back, four, five, elbows come together, six. Again, please inhale. See how smooth you can make the inhale. You're still inhaling, still inhaling, still inhaling. Exhale, breathing, head up, mouth open. As you get to the end of the exhale too, you want to keep the steady flow of air by your throat, and then it stops. Inhale. Same sound on the inhale as the exhale. It's a little quieter, but it's still the same thing. Exhale. So open your mouth now. You can make a nice loud H-A, ha sound. Just the sound of the air leaving the body, and then it stops. Inhale. Now you do the same thing with your throat. Just close your mouth. Good, Todd. Elbows up. Suck in your stomach. Lift up center of the chest all the way. Very nice. Exhale, breathing. One, two, three. Look way back. Four. Five, stomach in, hips forward, six. Two more in the second set. Please inhale. Arms, head, and inhale. All three things completely synchronized. Nice arms, Kate. Exhale, breathing. Push the chin with the knuckles. Stand up super tall, Tracy, chest up. That's it. Now suck in your stomach, hips forward. Lot of contraction. You got it. Last one, inhale. At the end of the inhale, you look for the rib cage to expand more and more to the sides of the chest. Good one, Brad. Exhale, breathing. Push the chin back with the knuckles. Stand up tall. I want you to use your extra strength to stand tall and exhale as much as you can. Excellent. Please change arms down to the side. Lori, I have such a good view of your spine. Thank you. All right. It's so wonderful to have a good view of your own spine, right? I'm just here observing so you can observe your own self. All right, you have the tools to do it once you build them up. Half moon pose, Ardha Chandrasana. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath, stretch up, go right and left on your own a few times for a warm up. Now here, the breathing is just normal. In and out by the nose, nice and smooth, nice and even, a little slower than you want to as you get better in your practice. All right, you'll have nice slow breathing for the whole 90 minutes. All right, when you can't stretch up anymore, come back up, stop in the middle. Push your hips a little forward, weight to the heels. Arms back and chin up, opening up the chest. Now suck in your stomach, take a nice deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend your upper body to the right. At the same time, push your hips to the left. So you do those things as one. Come down, push your hips to the left so you create a stretch all over the left side of the body. Inside out, bones to the skin, all the way up to the fingertips. Take a nice inhale. Push the hips a little forward, body weight to the heels. Nice deep inhale. Chin up, arms back, opening up the chest. Very good shoulders, Cassandra. Now, see if you can come down a little more. Hips to the left side, keeping both hips in one line, parallel to the front mirror. So you can bring the left hip forward as needed, so both hips stay in one line. Bring your right shoulder, right armpit, tricep, rib cage forward. That's it, Brad. And then squeeze hands to try to stretch out the right shoulder armpit area. Take a nice deep breath. Squeeze hands, reach to the right. Exhale, suck in your stomach, come down, and push. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. Hips a little forward. Weight to the heels. Arms back. Chin up. Now, when you inhale, specifically suck in your stomach. Try to touch the ceiling and go ahead, please. At the same time, bend your spine and upper body to the left. Push your hips to the right without bending the elbows, without bending the knees, without dropping the head forward. So pick up the chin a little bit. I know it might be a little bit difficult, but that's okay, because when we encounter whatever weakness or imbalance or tightness in the body, it needs to be a little challenging, but you don't have to fix it all at once. Okay, this is day by day, minute by minute, building up and transformation, all right, into strength and stability. Push your hips to the right side and lightness and energy. Squeeze hands, reach out to the left side. Come down a little more, keeping both hips in one line, parallel to the front mirror. The tiniest bit, Kate, right thigh forward. Suck in your stomach right there. Right, one more time, right hip forward. Do it again. Keep doing it. Just keep doing it in your mind so it will stay. Right hip forward towards the mirror. Right thigh forward, right there. Now suck in your stomach, squeeze thighs together and hold it. That's nice. Everyone, left shoulder forward, opening up the chest and rib cage. Take a nice inhale. Larry, chin up, squeeze hands, reach. Exhale, come down, push and push. Inhale, breathing. Slowly come up. Stop in the middle. Next is backward bending. Feet together nicely. Take a deep breath. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Now immediately bring your arms back towards your ears. Try to touch the wall behind you. So first you bend the neck and you're like, oh, I'm okay, I'm breathing, my neck is bending, cool. Now I'm gonna bring my arms back and still I'm breathing normally and still I'm looking at the wall. Now push your hands beyond the face to straighten elbows, stretch chest and armpits. Then when you exhale, push your hips forward. That's it, Tracy. Without bending the knees, push your stomach forward. Push your thighs forward. Maximum body weight on the heels. Everybody, chin back. Push your hands beyond the face. Nice one, Tiffany. Try to touch the back wall. Inhale, breathing. Slowly come up. Stop in the middle. Wonderful. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling now. Bend your knees if needed. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. Try to keep the arms up with the ears, chin up. Chin up, neck on the way forward. You can bend your knees sooner. Try not to drop the head or the arms. Bend your knees sooner if needed. Take your time going from backward bending to forward bending. And always suck in your stomach. Very nice, Todd. Now sweep your hands around behind you. Scoop up the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles throughout the posture. If you can't grab the heels, option number two is slide your fingertips underneath outsides of the feet. If that's not working, you can slide the fingertips underneath the toes. If that's not happening, hands on the floor in front of your feet and just bend the first finger joint so you can push the fingernails part of the first finger bone down. Now, if you've got the heels, pull on the heels. That's good, Francesca. Now you're going to be able to push your fingers into the floor, my dear, and the toes. Roll forward. Push down and bring the upper body to the legs. That's correct. Face closer to the shins. Hold it. This is fine for now. Everyone that's got the heels, you pull on the heels, but also push the fingers and the base of the toes down. Now, everyone, if you can keep the upper body with the legs, push your knees back a little bit more. Pull on the heels, try to lock the legs. That looks great, Wendy. Now, keeping the face with the legs, bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace the hands while still touching the floor. Inhale, arms and head lift you up. Come up with the straight as possible spine. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. And arms down to the side. So what happened to you, Francesca? You could bend the elbows. That means you'll be able to slide your hands probably from here to here. Okay, that's the step. And then when you can bend your elbows here, you can probably move the hands another inch. You don't have to do it all at once, though. Okay. Yay! The second set. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Interlace the fingers. Point your fingers up. All right, take a deep breath, weight in the heels, inhale, go up, try to touch the ceiling, begin please, second set, right side bending. Push your hips to the left at the same time you bend your upper body to the right. That's so great, Jen. Keep the stomach in, the weight to your heels, and thighs and hips contracted. Why? Well, yes, they'll get stronger, but additionally, you're going to be able to take deeper breaths, more expansive ribcage inhales. You're also going to be able to keep the body in one line from the side, and why that is important is for the spine structure itself. Any twists that happen, any scoliosis, you strengthen in the opposite direction of those. So you basically, in most cases, can at least eliminate the symptoms. All right, come down a little bit more, and also you prevent it from getting worse because you're strengthening the body in a straighter position. Come down for five. Squeeze hands and reach four. Take a deep breath, chin up, three. Exhale, two, come down and push, one. Inhale, breathing, come up. So set everything up. Inhale, weight to the heels, rib cage and hands go up and over to the left. Simultaneously push your hips to the right. Look forward, chin up. If there's a specific body part you're working on waking up, you can look at it. Like if it's hard for you to suck in your stomach, you can look at your abdomen and notice visually, oh, I can see when I let it out. I can see when I suck it in, fine. And then eventually you can just look up at your own forehead, right at your own self. Come down a little more, push your hips to the right side, keeping the weight to the heels. When you inhale next, chin up a half inch, arms back. Now squeeze hands, come down for five. When you inhale, squeeze hands, four. Keep the chin up, three. And when you exhale, suck in your stomach, two. Come down and push, one. Inhale, breathing, come up. Backward bending, take a deep breath in. Drop your head all the way back. You can immediately bring your arms back with the head. Breathe smoothly, backward bend your total spine for 10 counts. Look back, nine. Eight, point down towards the floor, seven. Take a nice inhale, six. Push the hands beyond the face, five. Four, now exhale, hips forward, three. Stomach and thighs forward, two. Without bending elbows or knees, try to touch the back wall. Inhale, breathing, come up. Take a deep breath in, try to touch the ceiling. You can come forward as slowly as you need to. Bend your knees and hips, but try to keep elbows, shoulders, and spine straight and stretching out like you're gonna touch the mirror. And then the floor is just there. It's like, oh, wow, I stretched, and then the floor just got there. Okay, little warm-up if you need it. Then as you exhale, press your upper body to the legs. Bring your hands as far behind the feet as you can. Scooping up the heels, or you're grabbing front of the feet or sides of the feet. Once you can get your hands on the floor, you can push. That was good, Nick, what you had. I know it seems good to bring the hands back, but if you can push your fingers and the toes down to the floor, that will help you suck in your stomach. It will help you press the upper body to the legs, strengthening the front side of the body and stretching the back side. We're also partly upside down, so the breathing is unique to this posture. When you exhale, pull on the heels. When you exhale, push the knees back, keeping upper body pressing to the legs, and now just hold it. Notice the breathing pattern. Good, Kate. Elbows back, pull on the heels, lock the knees. Take your time to bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace the fingers and come up, arms and head together. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Exhale, arms down to the side. I just practiced, and so my lungs are super, super awake. So if I'm shouting at you out there or in here, please tell me. I have all this lung capacity. But if I'm overloading the mic, feel free to say, whoa, and back off. I need to step to the back of my room here. Okay, awkward posture, right foot step out to the right. You guys in here are kind of trapped. I don't know what to tell you. 6 inches. There's only so many places you can go. 6 inches between your feet. Inhale, breathing, arms up parallel to the floor. There's not a volume switch. Exhale, breathing, suck in your stomach, sit down, feet flat position. Maximum body weight on the heels. What if we get so used to volume switches because we're live streaming, we think we can volume switch an actual human? That would be interesting. Suck in your stomach, tightening up. Now lift your chest up, lean your upper body back. That's it, Sean, that's right. Keeping the upper body lifted, try to sit down a little more, right in the chair. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms stay there, please. For the second part, go all the way up on the tiptoes, as high as possible. Suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine, center of the chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Eyes focus one point in front of you. Now sit right down on the tops of the toes. Push the big toes down, heels up. Push your big toes down, knees up. Sit down so that the thighs are parallel to the floor. Come up higher on the toes. Push big toes down. Now upper body back a little bit, stomach in. You're leaning against the wall. There you go, Lori. Hips forward, upper body back, sitting in the chair. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay there, feet flat for a moment. Third part, bring your knees together. So the body weight should come forward a little bit to the toes. Inhale, stretch your spine straight up towards the ceiling, and now sit down slowly, keeping the knees together. This time, you don't push the heels up, but they do come up as a side effect of you sitting down. So take your time, please, and just go as far as you can go, according to your knees staying together, right? You don't want to let them come apart, and make sure there's no sharp pains in the knees. You just go as far as you can go right now. Keep the spine stretching up towards the ceiling, please. If you're all the way down there, arms and thighs will both be parallel to the floor. Inhale, breathing, slowly come up, pressing the knees together. Good control, Lindsay. All the way back up, leaning against the imaginary wall. Feet flat, right foot back to the left, arms down. Take a deep breath in. Exhale by the nose. Second set. Right foot step out 6 inches, please. Feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing, arms up parallel to the floor. As you exhale, suck in your stomach, begin. Sit down, hips behind you, maximum body weight on the heels. Looks good. Now, if you got a mirror there, make sure you still have the exact same distance between your big toes as you have between the heels. Also, distribute the body weight equally from the inside to the outside of both feet. Now, suck in your stomach, chest up. That looked good, Kevin. Lean back, way back. Try to fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay there. On your next inhale, you can go right up on the tiptoes. Suck in your stomach. Imagine I'm picking you up from the top of the head and the center of the chest up towards the ceiling. Suck in your stomach. Sit right down in one chance on the tops of the toes. That's it, Tracy. Sit down, heels up. Sit down, knees up. That's so good. Legs shaking is a good sign. Come up all the way on the tiptoes, everyone. That's it, Brad. Ankles press forward, upper body back for three. Stomach in two, lean back, neck one. Awesome. Inhale, come up. Wow, you guys are going for it. Come up a little bit on the toes. Squeeze your knees together. Take a deep breath. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Sit down. You can lean forward, Todd, 1 inch. Right there. And then stomach and chest up. Go ahead, sit down. Exactly. As slowly as you need to. 10 counts minimum on this one, all the way down. So arms parallel to the thighs once you're sitting close to the heels. And don't worry if you're not. Just keep the knees together. And you have plenty to do, even if you're sitting only halfway down. Every time you inhale, stomach and chest up. Can you lean forward, Tiffany, just a little bit? Okay, right there. Now push the knees down, chest straight up. Yes, 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 right there where you almost can't hold it. Inhale, come up. That is exactly the right spot. All right. Right foot back to the left, arms down. And part of you, part of all of us is like, it can't be the right spot. I feel like there's no way I can hold it. I'm going to fall out of it. But that's exactly the spot where the strength will build. Good news. Eagle posture. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Take rest as needed, you guys. You're readjusting to this situation. Grab your hands in front of the face. Pull your elbows down to get your fingertips below the nose. Now suck in your stomach. Sit down in the chair. Body weight on the heels, upper body back. Lift your right leg as high as it will go over the left. Cross your legs each other, twist like ropes. Right foot behind the left calf muscle. All 5 toes visible from the front view. If you can't wrap the foot, sit down a little more. That's good, Brad. Just squeeze the thighs together. Sit down in the imaginary chair, body weight to the heel, and upper body a little more back at the end. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs towards the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Now pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach. Bend your knees as low as you can. Sit down on 2 feet, please. All the way down on 2 feet. Try to stay down there, upper body back. Now pick up the left leg as high as it will go. Cross it over the right, creating pressure between the thighs. If the foot doesn't go behind the calf muscle yet, just sit down a little more so you eliminate any gap between the top thigh and the bottom thigh, which you now have. Very nice, Jen. Sit down, stomach in. Now breathe smoothly. Pull your elbows down towards the belly button. Lift your chest up into the arms. That's good, Resham. Upper body back, weight to the heel. Change again. Come up, everyone. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Right arm underneath the left arm. Grab your hands in front of the face. Pull the elbows down, stomach in, sit down in the chair, please. Go ahead. Bend the knees, upper body back. Staying down there, lift your right leg as high as it will go over the left. Your smooth breathing by the nose is your energy for the class. It is your ability to relax. It is your ability to pay attention. It is your physiology. So make that your number one job. And then you try with just very second close priority, try the posture the best you can. Now bring the top knee to the right, upper body to the left to get the hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line right below your nose. Beautiful, Lori. Inhale, breathing, come up. Nice posture. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Pull your elbows down, sit down in the chair, weight to the heels. Stay down there, upper body back, and then left leg, please lift up over the right leg. Good, Todd. Yep. Press the thighs together. And if the foot doesn't go all the way around, you just point the toes down in the direction that they are headed. Sit down a little more. Weight to the heel. That's good. Now keep your elbows close to your belly button, chest up. Now, without letting the grip slip or slide, try to get your left wrist a little closer to being straight, upper body back at the end. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Arms down to the side. Well, how about that? Now we're here, right? takes 25 to 30 minutes to get fully here. Now, I think we're capable of doing it sooner once we train ourselves, but for kind of baseline, whether beginner or you're having a rough day, right, 30 minutes will get you to be much more fully in your body. All right, any questions so far? All right, give yourself time to adjust. It's nice and we've got a nice steamy situation going on in here. Okay, so you don't have to do it all right now. You know, and if you did it all right now, then what are you going to do, I mean, next week, right? Like that, oh, I did everything I ever need to do in my yoga class today. I'm done. I'm good. Like, that's not what we're doing. So, but our minds sometimes think, I have to do it all right now. And then we're like, oh, wait, that doesn't make any sense at all. So just do a little bit, okay? Standing head to knee pose. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Pick your right foot up in front of you, rounding the spine forward and sucking in the stomach. Grab the foot 2 inches below the toes, please. Once you can reach the foot, all 10 fingers are included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. If you can't reach it yet, you just stand on one leg, round the spine forward. Sitting in this room and breathing by the nose for 90 minutes is transformational on its own. Postures are a wonderful bonus. Now, standing leg, solid concrete lamppost. And when you inhale, right leg very slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward. You can lift upper body, Tracy, a little bit when you bring the leg up. There you go. So that the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. No higher and no lower. Take a nice deep breath. Kick your right heel forward towards the mirror. Flex your foot back from the ankle, all 5 toes turning in. And once you can get both legs locked, very slowly bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. Turn the toes, kick the heel forward, hold it. Change, please. Undo the arms and upper body. Put the right foot down, arms down to the sides. Pick up the left foot in front of you, please. On an exhale, you round forward. Grab the foot exactly 2 inches below your toes, all 10 fingers included with the grip. That's it, Brad. All right, now standing leg solid. Distribute the weight equally all over the right foot from the heel to the toes. On an inhale, left leg very slowly and gently lift up, stretching it forward until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor. That's okay, Brad. Lift your upper body up a little bit, even right here. And then, yep, as you, when you're ready to lift up left leg, upper body can stay up there, okay? Go part way. Now take a deep breath. Kick the left heel forward, sucking in the stomach and flexing the foot back from the ankle. All 5 toes turn in. Once you can get both legs locked and balanced there comfortably, then only bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Change, please. Undo the arms and upper body. Put the left foot down, arms down, and just stand for a moment. Everybody good? All right. Second set. Slow down the breathing. Pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included, 2 inches below the toes. Now stand tall. That's a good standing tall before you go into it, Jim. Once you're rounded forward too, everybody, stand tall on the left leg. Once you have the foot in your hands, right leg slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward. Go as slowly as you need to. But then at a certain point, you go as quickly as you're able to. It's not rushing it. It's just you have the ability to be mindful and move precisely with normal breathing. It's just becomes a more natural thing. Once both legs are locked, then bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Once your elbows go down below the calf muscle, you tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale breathing, suck in your stomach, and touch your forehead on your knee with your relaxed, smiling, happy face. Take your time to change. Come up. That was very cute, Sean. That was a very natural-looking smile in response to me saying smiling, happy face. Okay, last one. Pick up the left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip. No, it's not, you don't have to put a big grin, by the way. Just a relaxed face, very, very gentle, right? I mean, you can do like a, I don't know, big cheerleader smiling happy face, but that I don't think will last very long. Go ahead, inhale, left leg, lift up and stretch forward, like for fun if you want for a second, but it's not going to last. Kick the heel forward, turn the toes back. The key is that you can relax. Once both legs are locked, elbows down. Once the elbows go below the calf muscle, exhale, breathing, chin to the chest. Suck in your stomach and put your forehead on the knee. 3, breathing normally. 2, you can do it. 1, change again. Good times. standing bowl pulling pose, everybody. Right hand up in front of you, palm up. Elbow touching the side of the body. Reach out to your right, straighten your elbow, and hold the ankle from the inside, all five fingers together on both hands. Left arm slides up in front of you, palm facing forward. Start with the knees together, please. All right, good, Brad. Bring your thumb around with your other fingers on your right. There you go. Take a deep breath. Begin, please. First you stretch up and then charge your upper body forward. That's it, Tracy. Go forward, standing leg locked, body weight a little more to the toes. All right, now, everyone charge forward. Try to touch the mirror and at the same time kick your right leg straight back behind you and then up towards the ceiling. That's right, Nick. Keep the chin up. Look forward, everybody, at your left knee in the mirror. Bring your upper body down, keeping the standing leg locked until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. Stretching forward and kicking up equal, simultaneous, 50-50. That's a good front arm, Brad. Now turn your upper body to the right and let your right hand go up towards the ceiling. You'll get it. Kicking and stretching equal and simultaneous. Now body down and kick. Charge forward and kick. Good, Sadri. Right shoulder back, kick up a little more. Change. Feet together, arms down. Left hand up in front of you, palm facing the ceiling. Turn it out. Grab your left ankle, holding from the inside. All five fingers together, please. Right arm slides up in front of you, palm forward. Bring the knees together to start. That's correct, Tracy, with the grip. Go ahead. Charge forward and kick the left leg back. So one of the tricks is to grab your foot firmly, but relax your left arm so you're not tugging or pulling on the foot. Your hand, your left hand, is actually being pulled up towards the ceiling by your left foot kicking up. So feel it. You go left foot up, left shoulder back, kick up continuously. Now take a deep breath. With the standing leg locked, bring the body down. A little more weight forward, Tiffany, to the base of the toes. Charge forward, stretch forward, go forward, almost falling forward. That's right. And then you kick up to balance it. So stretching and kicking are holding you essentially in the posture. Now right shoulder a little bit forward, left shoulder a little bit back. Take a deep breath. Everyone come down, kick up a little bit harder at the end. Change again. Nice one, Lindsay. Feet together, arms down to the sides. Oh, and of course, if you need water, take your mask, you know, take care of yourself. If you need air by the nose, Todd, it's fine. All right. Let's do second set. Right hand up in front of you, palm up. Turn it out. Grab your right ankle, holding from the inside. Left arm up in front of you, palm facing forward. All right. Now, before you go forward, I want you to stretch the entire left side of the body up on an inhale. And then begin. Charge forward and kick back. I'll give you 20, 19. Look forward, 18. Keep the chin up, 17, 16. Keep your head on straight, 15. You got it, Wendy, 14. 13, take a deep breath, 12. 11, another inhale, 10. Great, Melissa, 9. Kick up, 8. 7, charge forward, kick up, 6. 5, body down and kick, 4. 3, keep kicking, Kate, 2. Kick and stretch, 1. All right, feet together, arms down. Other side, left hand up in front of you, palm up. Turn it out, grab your left ankle, holding from the inside. I'm so curious, even just two shape-shifting, is it changing your class? Right arm up in front of you. She's not even sore. That's so cool. All right, take a deep breath, stretch up, charge forward and kick back. 20 counts, 19. 18, keep the chin up, 17, 16, lock the standing leg, 15, go forward again, Tiffany, 13, 12, take a deep breath, 11, 10, left shoulder back, 9, kick up, 8, 7, right shoulder forward, 6, 5, good Lori, 4, body down and kick, 3, charge forward and kick, 2, kick a little more at the end, 1, all right, that's enough, feet together, arms down. Kate was just saying she did her first shape-shifting a week ago from 2 days ago, Friday, and she was sore for a few days because she said it was bad, it hurt. She said it's like she had never worked out before in her life. She's working for me, trying to sell this to all of you. Can you tell? All right, balancing stick pose. But then she did it her second time Friday, stepped to the back of the mat, and she said, oh, I'm good, I'm not sore. So how about that? Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. And are you balancing better is the question. She says yes. Step forward onto the right foot. Lock both legs. Left toes off the floor. Take a deep breath, stomach in. Bring your upper body down and left leg up. Sole of your left foot facing exactly the ceiling. Good, Tracy. Charge forward, go forward, standing leg locked. Everyone, chin forward. Look at least 4 feet in front of you on the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. That's good, Brad, coming down. Now, chin up, arms back. Inhale, breathing, big step onto your left foot, lock both legs. Take a deep breath, stomach in. Bring your upper body down and right leg up, sole of the foot, that's it. Brad, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Now go forward, Wendy, stomach in. Charge forward, go forward. I want more body weight to the toes. That's it, Francesca, stretch and stretch. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet together, take a deep breath. And arms down to the sides. Until we start learning how to use lower abdomen, pelvis, hip stabilizing muscles, upper thighs, we don't know how to use them. Okay, so if you're shaking and you're thinking, what's wrong with me? Nothing, you just haven't learned how to use them yet. Okay, and some people have used them less than others, so it's gonna be different, but you can wake them up. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Cassandra, that looked like a excitement there. Interlace fingers, pointer fingers up. Like, yes, I'm going to wake them up. Step forward onto the right foot, lock both legs. We're just playing charades here. I have to guess what you guys are thinking. Take a deep breath. Now go up and over. You're not just dropping the body. I want you to lift up and over the right leg. That's it, Francesca. Stomach in at the right side. Go forward. Charge forward. Left leg, toe stretch to the back wall. Natural human tug of war. Change. Oh, my gosh. Her leg was shaking so much, you guys. It was so good. It's not your suffering that I say is so good. You're getting stronger, okay? Step onto the left foot. Before you come down, I want you to try to touch the ceiling like you mean it, and then body down, leg up. I know it sounds a little cheesy, but it's like I am going to touch the ceiling. You're going to figure out how to use abdomen and hip muscles. Come down, leg up, stretch forward, leg up, stretch and change. Come up, feet together. Arms down to the sides. I've gotten stronger, you guys, over all this time, but my legs still shake in a lot of these postures, okay? And you can just be okay with it and calm your breathing. Step to the left side of the mat. Standing separate leg, stretching pose. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right, a big step. Arms down, parallel to the floor, palms facing down. Make sure the heels are in one line, feet slightly turned in. Lock your legs so the fronts of the thighs are contracted. Now go ahead, please. Stretch your spine up, stomach in and forward. Look forward, chin forward, all the way down. Looking at yourself all the way in the mirror. All right, when you can't see yourself anymore, you can grab the heels from the outside. And exact same idea as hands to feet pose. All right, if you can't grab the outside of the heels in this one, you can grab outsides of the feet or slide the fingertips underneath the toes. We had a plan for you, Nick, with hands on the thighs, and you stretch the head towards the mirror to lengthen the spine, exactly stomach in. Now, that's good, Brad, with the shaking kneecaps. Lift up the kneecaps and hold it for as long as you can, and when they fall, you just try it again. Okay, suck in your stomach, breathe smoothly. Those of you with the heels, pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Try to touch your forehead to the floor right between your feet. Change. Bring your arms out sideways and head up. Slowly stand up. Take your time. Once you're upright, right foot steps to the place, arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Arms down to the sides, shoulders relaxed. That's great with the legs, Brad. It has been a while. All right, second set. Inhale, arms over the head. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor, palms facing down. You can take a slightly wider step if you didn't touch the head to the floor yet. Now first, lock the legs, then stretch up, and then you come forward. So you start from the bottom all the way up to the top, and you stretch everything from the bottoms of the feet all the way up to the hips and pelvis and all the way up or down the spine, whichever direction it is, to your forehead. So we call this 360 degrees. It's just the completeness, right? That's a complete circle, head to the toes, inside out, bones to the skin. Pull on the heels to stretch your body down. First the legs, then the hips, then the whole spine stretches. That's great, Todd. Lift up on the kneecaps once the legs are straight. Fronts of the thighs contract. Keep maximum body weight towards your toes. One more kneecaps up, Brad. Locked legs. There you go. Take your time to come up, everybody. Arms stretch out, head up, and then you can stand up, please. Inhale, right foot back to the left, arms over the head. Arms down to the sides. Ready, Tracy? Tracy's ready for triangle pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Take a deep breath, right foot step out to the right. Big step, arms down parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, push your hips forward as much as you can, arms back. Inhale, pick up the center of the chest. Turn your right foot all the way out to your right. As soon as it is turned, you can sit down. Bend your right knee. Bounce a couple of times even to get the right thigh parallel to the floor. Now hips forward, arms back, spine straight in the middle. Inhale, begin. Tilt your upper body to the right. Right arm down, left arm up. That's it, Tracy. Both palms face the mirror. Push your knee towards the back wall. So make sure your arm is actually more on the inner thigh, very close to the knee. There you go, to push the knee back and try to touch the toes. Now turn your head, please. Touch your chin to the left shoulder to get exactly the profile of your face visible in the mirror. That's good, Francesca. Both arms locked, please. No bending elbows. Now upper body up on an inhale. Sit down more. Try to touch the toes, keeping the left leg locked, left foot flat on the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. Good work, Nick. Come back up. Stop in the middle, right toes forward. Inhale, push the hips forward, arms back all the way. Inhale, lift up the center of the chest. Turn your left toes all the way out. Make sure your heels are in one line. You can turn the right toes in towards me, Brad, 2 inches. All right, now bend your left knee. Sit down, please. Keeping the spine as straight as you can in the middle. Hips forward, arms back. Take a deep breath, and you go. Tilt your upper body to the left, both palms facing the mirror. So you can try to turn left arm palm forward, Nick, a little bit. So you can see in the mirror both palms flat. There you go. Push your left knee back. At the same time, hips forward. That's it, Ramit. Upper body up. Drop the right hip down, but the right hip is strong. Good, Melissa. Push the left foot firmly to the floor and keep the right leg locked as well. Turn and twist a little more, chin to the right. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Left toes turn in, feet back to the place, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. I've been trying to, well, first of all, I just wanted to see how many breaths am I taking per minute in triangle. So I'm not going to give you a number to aim for, but you can see, okay? We'll do a 30-second triangle, so whatever number you get, you cut it in half, all right? When you're ready, we'll do a minute. You can do a minute, but we're just going to do 30 seconds today because my new friend's here. Yeah, all right. Inhale, not new friends, but new old friends. Arms over the head sideways. And Jen is like, and you're trying to not kill me, even though I practice all the time. Right foot step out to the right. Look, you're in control of your practice. You take a break if you need to, okay? Take a deep breath. Push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift the center of the chest. Turn your right foot all the way out. Don't start counting yet. I'll tell you when. Bend your right knee. Sit down until the right thigh is parallel to the floor. Now palms forward, turn your head to the left, take a deep breath, and now you start. Push the chin with the shoulder, this starts your triangle posture. Do a pretty good, you know, you can do your full intense triangle posture, trying to touch the toes, trying to sit down, keeping the upper body lifted, but now you have the opportunity to take some really deep breaths. So suck in your stomach, inhale, upper body stays lifted. That's it, Jen, don't sit down anymore. You need a slightly wider step. Push the left foot and the right foot firmly down to the floor. Couple more breaths, everyone. Inhale, chest up, sit down. Try to touch your toes and try to touch the ceiling. Inhale, breathing, come up. Okay, so if you counted, right toes forward, push the hips forward, arms back, cut it in half. That's your breaths per minute. Arms back, chest up. Inhale, lift up the chest, turn the left foot. You can sit down, bounce a couple of times. Keeping the right leg locked, right foot flat. Now palms forward, chin to the right shoulder. Now you start. Push your chin with the right shoulder. Triangle posture. Head is already turned, but you can notice. Let's see if I can twist anymore. Bring the left chest, rib cage forward as you're pushing the left knee back. Bring the left ear around towards the mirror. Now the leg's very strong. Please push your left foot firmly to the floor. And the straight leg also presses firmly to the floor. Both arms straight, turn and twist. Sit down a little more. Try to touch your toes. You can do it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Good. Stop in the middle, left toes in. Inhale, feet back to the place, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. Now, that's just a starting point. If you counted your breaths, cut the number in half. Right? Am I doing that right? Or double it? Double it. Sorry, thank you. I used to be good at math. Then I started so much present moment thinking my left brain is like, what? Anyway. Multiply times two. That's just, you can write it down and see when you start to think about it and as you're practicing more often, what can you do with that? You can train in an even more calm direction and triangle posture. All right, standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Right foot step out to the right. And thank you for correcting me. My geometry teacher would be disappointed if we didn't catch his mistake, so thank you. Turn on your heels. To the right. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees, left hip forward, so you get both hips in one line. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Tuck your chin to the chest. Begin, please. Look at your chest or abdomen. Exhale as you round the spine at the middle and bring your forehead to the right knee. If you can't get your forehead to the knee, please bend your knee up a little bit. That's fine, Nick. Hands on the thighs if you need to for the first set especially. Compress chin to the chest and suck in your stomach. Now stretch your hands forward beyond the toes. Push your fingers into the floor to get wrists and elbows straight. Throughout the posture, back leg locked, back heel pressing to the floor. Now lock the front leg, keeping the chin to the chest. Inhale, breathing in, come up, keeping the left hip forward. Take your time. Once you're standing up all the way, turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees and right hip forward. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling first. Tuck your chin to the chest. Begin, please look at the chest or the abdomen. Exhale, stuck in your stomach and bring your forehead to the left knee. Slow breathing by the nose, especially the exhales, please. Now, forehead to the knee, you can bend the knee a little bit. Stretch your hands forward beyond the toes. Throughout the posture, back leg locked, back heel pressing to the floor, but shift a little more body weight to your front foot so you can get your left hip up and right hip down. A little more right hip forward and down, Wendy, and weight to the front leg so the hips get in one line. Right now, right hip is sticking up. There you go. Bring it down, stomach in, hold it, lock the back leg. You got it. Now, keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg. Inhale and come up. Take your time standing. Turn and face the front. That was right. Feet back to the place and arms down to the side. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together, cross your thumbs, right foot step out, 3 foot minimum. Turn on your heels, back foot in, get your feet right for take a second, left hip forward a few times. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling, go ahead please, tuck your chin to the chest, look at your stomach. Push your hands out away from the top of the head. Reach, there you go, Brad. Reach out, elbows locked. That's it, Wendy. More weight to the front foot, base of your big toe is going to help you get the hips in one line. Now, maximum compression of the throat, everybody, throughout the posture. Stomach in throughout the posture. Just breathe as smoothly as you can, normally according to the position of the body. Lock the front leg a couple of times, keeping the chin tucked. Inhale, come up, arms with your ears. Once you're standing all the way up, turn 185 degrees, just to make sure you turn enough. Back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward. Now inhale, stretch up once more. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest. Try for a wider step as soon, Tiffany, as you can. Even just an inch, just scoot one leg. All right. As long as you can keep the back foot, you know, pretty good, flat on the floor, that's good. A little more weight to the front foot on the side. Looks good, Amy. To get the right hip down and forward, push the forehead, Larry, into the knee. Push the chin to the chest. See how straight you can get the leg without the knee going away from your forehead. Now push the knee all the way back, lock the leg, inhale, slowly come up. The slower you go, the more steadiness you will create, even if you don't start out with it. Turn and face the front, right foot back to the left, arms down to the side, especially if you don't start out with it. Slower you go, better you will do. All right, come back to your towel where you started for tree pose. Feet together nicely. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Everyone pick your right foot up as high as it goes. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. So you can grab the front of your ankle with your right hand. Grab underneath at the toes with your left. Once you can get your heel all the way to the top of your left thigh, slowly, very gently, bring the right knee down and back. At the same time, hips a little forward. So just like half moon pose and just like triangle pose, you're trying to get the body in as straight line from the side as possible. Nothing sticking forward or back. So now inhale, lift up center of the chest. That's at Tracy's stomach in. Shoulders stay down. You can bring your right hand up in front of the chest. If the foot doesn't slip, you can bring the left hand up too. But if your foot slides at all, please continue to hold the foot with your left hand. Looks good, Rachel. Inhale, stomach in, top of the head, a little closer to the ceiling. Change, please. Right foot down, arms down, left leg lift up. Please bring your heel as high as it will go to the top of the right thigh. Grab the front of your ankle with the left hand and underneath at the toes with your right. Now, once you can get the heel to the top of the thigh, so basically where the thigh becomes the abdomen pelvis here, right there, Then slowly, very gently, bring the left knee down. Push it back. That's it, Brad. Hips a little bit forward, stomach in, then stand up super tall. Exactly. So you decompress, you strengthen the decompression muscles, right? So you naturally walk around lifted, naturally walk around feeling lighter. Left hand can come up first. Try to keep the both shoulders down equally. If the foot doesn't slip, you can bring the right hand up. And if it does slip, you just hold it. Standing leg locked, stomach in. Change again, please. Left foot down, arms down. All right, now for toe stand, start in tree pose. Please bring your heel as high as it will go. Steady, smooth, breathing by the nose. All right, now if you can get your heel to the top 5 or 6 inches of your thigh, you can start toe stand. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward until you can touch the floor with both hands. And shift your body weight to the fingertips so you can lower your hips down with control. And if you can sit all the way down on your heel, bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips, right toes pointed to your left, right knee down. So you can get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. From here, stretch your entire spine, center of the chest and top of the head up towards the ceiling. You can balance here comfortably, bring your left hand in front of the chest. If still you can balance there, bring your right hand up, palms together. When you inhale, press knees down, stomach in, chest up, even the hips will lift a little bit. Take your time to come up, please, hands to the floor in front of you. You can push the hips up, slowly stand up in tree pose. Finish the tree pose looking in the mirror and change again, right foot down, arms down. Left leg, go ahead, lift up, you can start. If your heel comfortably goes to the top 5 or 6 inches of the right thigh, start, please, looking at the floor, right around the edge of the mat. About 4 feet in front of you, then come forward until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your weight to the fingertips. Lower the hips down slowly with control. And once you're sitting down, bring your arms around to the sides of the body, bouncing right on the tips of the fingers. Left toes point to your right, left knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Now suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine, center of the chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling. First, you can bring right hand up and then left hand up to meet it. Push both knees down, chest up, stomach in. Abdomen is very firm, helping to keep the spine very still. Hands to the floor in front of you when you're done. Push your hips up and slowly stand back up into tree pose. And once you're back up, look straight ahead, please. Tree pose can change. Left foot down, arms down. Next is Savasana. Go ahead, turn around, relax on your back. If you can adjust your cameras out there for me, that would be excellent. How is everybody doing in here? You guys warm? Yeah? You're happy? Good. What else, Brad? You're pretending you're in California? Yeah. Although it's kind of chaotic and smoky in places. Kevin is in California right now. I don't know. Wendy prefers Hawaii. We got all kinds of whatever works for you to breathe well and enjoy your existence right now. Oh, that's so fun and cool. Cassandra, something happened to your camera, so it looks like you're climbing up a wall. Like, it looks like you're defying gravity right now. Spider Woman, that is so cool. You can leave it like that. I could teach you it with my, apparently, if you're upside down, I could still figure it out. Okay. Todd, how's your brain? Good? How's your breathing? It's all right? Okay, great. How are you, Kate? Great. She's like, don't ask me. Jen? Oh, thumbs up. And Tracy? Good. Nick, how are you, my friend? Good. You have any comments, Francesca? Feels good to be back in the room. That's great to hear. Take a few deep breaths, everybody. Complete relaxation of your abdominal wall. We'll start the floor postures in a moment. It's a pretty cheap round trip to Hawaii and California, isn't it? It only takes 10 minutes to get here, and you can just go right home. You don't even have to pack a suitcase. All right, let's do wind removing pose, everybody. Right leg up. Grab the leg exactly 2 inches below your knee, thumbs crossed. Pull your right knee towards your right shoulder, elbows in close to the sides of the body. Chin down towards your chest. Look down the center line of the body, elbows in close to the waist. As long as you don't feel injury pain in the hip joint, pull a little bit more until you feel something, some stretch. Chin down a little more, try to get the back of your neck flat on the floor. Change, right leg down, arms down for a moment, left leg lift up. Grab the leg exactly 2 inches below the knee so you can get the right amount of leverage here. Cross your thumbs, interlace fingers, pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Out to the left, you can pull the leg a little bit to avoid the rib cage and abdomen. But then bring the leg as close to the side of the rib cage as you can so you do compress the lower left abdomen. Very important part of the benefits of this posture. Now slowly bring the chin down towards your chest. If you don't feel any limit in the hip joint, please pull a little harder, suck in your stomach, and absolutely freeze. Change, left leg lower down. Thank you, Larry, that's better. Arms down. Immediately, both knees up. Grab for your elbows each other. Get a nice tight grip, compact position with your feet side by side. Ankles uncrossed, legs relaxed. If you can't grab the elbows, you can grab the forearms, you can grab the wrists, you can hook your fingers, you can use a hand towel. Everything, whatever position you're doing, you still have the posture happening. You have your spine flattening on the floor. You have flexion of the hips, but the hips are relaxed. You have compression of the abdomen. You have chin tucking to the chest. Everything happens at any depth of the posture. One more chin down, stomach in, freeze. Change again, arms and legs down. Now you take Savasana for a few breaths. Inhale, relaxing the abdomen. Exhale, relaxing the abdomen, and then again. So without intermission, you realize you're breathing while you're breathing. Second set, begin. Please, right leg lift up, interlace your fingers, cross your thumbs, pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, elbows in close to the body, chin down, eyes open, look down. So you get to window moving pose, where you have figured out the basics, you fix the little things, you stop fidgeting, right? And then you hold still. That's when the posture begins. And when you want to tune out and leave the present moment, but you decide to stay in it, then the posture starts even again. Change, right leg down, arms down, left leg lift up. Please interlace the fingers 2 inches below the knee. Pull your knee to the shoulder, elbows in close, chin down. So get to your physical posture, right? You have your hands, you have the knee, you have the chin, fine. You get to the mental posture a little bit more deeply once you've been here for a moment. And you realize you have some options. You could think about Tuesday, or you could be here right now. Stomach in, pull. Change. Left leg down, arms down. Both legs lift up. There is so much you can concentrate on in your body. Go ahead, grab your elbows. Even in this relatively simple posture. And concentrate on what your hands are doing. What kind of grip they have. What are they holding? All right. You can concentrate on, how relaxed can I get my legs right now? Let me just do that for 20 seconds. Let me see if I can get my stomach in anymore and see how much I can get the chin down. There's plenty to do. Change again, and you relax. And same here. Now, even when you're not trying to accomplish something obvious from the outside, this is when it really turns on, you guys. When you definitely could get away with pondering abstractions and problem solving and blah, 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 but you decide not to, and you stay here. Level up, yeah? Okay. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head, take a deep breath, hold it, sit up, please, grab your toes, exhale forcefully as you're bringing head to the knees. Now turn around for cobra pose. Now we're going to strengthen the spine. Hands underneath the chest. Middle fingertips in line with the tops of the shoulders, no higher. Pinky fingers in line with outsides of the shoulders at the deltoids. Glue your hands firmly to the floor. No space between fingers, no gap underneath hands, palms. Now your legs, they are the cobra tail. Bring them together as one, feet on the floor, hips and thighs contract. Good, Wendy. Inhale, breathing. Now lift your upper body up. Go ahead, please. Come up halfway only, using 100% back strength. Push all the fingers down, Brad, all of it, flat, there you go. Now come up by pushing the hands down, but only up, so that the elbows have a 90-degree angle and your belly button stays on the floor. You can push hands down, chest up, a little more bread, not too high. Now lift up the chin, elbows in close to the sides of the body, elbows stretch down and back towards the hips. Good, Wendy. Inhale, lift up, keep the belly button on the floor, bring the head back. Change again. Very nice. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touching each other and the heels separated. Completely relax. Second set, chin on the floor, bring your hands underneath the chest, all 10 fingers pointing straight ahead, not turning in, not turning out. So all of the finger, palm, everything flat to the floor. Legs together, hips contract. Inhale, breathing upper body lift up. I want you to get up there. That's it, Jim, and stay there. Go up to where you kind of don't want to because you're thinking, oh, man, I have to hold that. But I can do it so you can even think about it. Stay there, Wendy, belly button on the floor. Now, elbows reach down and back towards the hips. That's it, Nick. Push hands down, chest up. Now, inhale, lift up collarbones a little bit, front of the neck a little bit, chin up, and bring the back of the head towards your lower spine. Change again, chin on the floor, arms down. Turn your head to the left. Cassandra, that looks so cool. Looks like she's standing up doing cobra pose. Which, by the way, is something you can do. I'm serious. There have been times where I was injured and I couldn't get my body up and down from a floor. And if you're standing, you're just going to stay standing for a while. So you go to a wall, do cobra pose against the wall. It's a lot easier because you're not going against gravity, but you still backbend. It's so cool. You guys have so many tools, you know. All right. Now we have locust posture. Turn your hands over, palms down. Bring your arms underneath the body until the pinky fingers touch each other side by side, chin on the floor. So if they don't go all the way together, just get them as close as they will go right now, not yesterday, not tomorrow, just right now. Chin on the floor, look forward. Lock your right leg and lift up the right leg, please. Come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Push your hands down firmly, not only to help you lift the leg up, but to help you get more body weight forward towards shoulders, collarbone, and neck. Change, right leg lower down, relax it for a moment, chin all the way forward, left leg lift up please, knee straight, toes pointed, push your hands down, bring upper thigh up as high as it will go, push your hands down to get more body weight forward towards collarbone and neck, come up everybody, lift up, good, change again, left leg down. Now for the third part, please turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel, readjust hands, palms a little bit. Now the fingers spread apart wide, please. Inhale, breathing, both legs lift up without bending the knees. Everybody come up, you got it, Brad. Everybody lift up, push your hands down. That's it, Wendy, lift up your thighs. Everybody come up, even the hips are gonna come up. One more inhale, go up. Change again, lower the legs. Take your arms out, turn your head to the right. Isn't that nice? You can squish your arms just for a very brief portion of your day. I mean, we're not doing a whole arm squishing 90 minutes. You just have to squish your arms for like 90 seconds total, all right? And then do all the other things with your arms. You have something, Sean, or no? Okay. Okay, second set. Turn your hands over, palms down, bring your arms underneath the body, pinky fingers side by side, chin on the floor. Now, what this is headed towards is, you know how there's headstands and handstands? Locust pose is a neck stand. So if you can imagine, and you can't rush this, okay, but the front of the throat, neck, is going to be the base of the posture one day. So chin forward, lock your right leg, and lift it up. 10 counts, begin 9. Look forward, 8, 7, 6, left leg relax, 5, 4, push arms down, 3, you got it, Brad, 2. So the head sticks forward, 1, that's it. Right leg down, relax it, chin forward, lock the left leg, lift up for 10 counts, you got it, 9, 8, push the hands down, 7, 6, shifting the weight forward, 5, 4, chin forward, 3, look forward, 2, and you can even look up, 1, change again, left leg down. Now turn your head in, mouth on the towel. It's different right now. We're doing beginning version with mouth on the towel as it should be. So make sure you do not turn the head or move the neck. Inhale, breathing, just try to get both legs up as high as they'll go for 10 counts, go up, 9, you got it, Kevin, 8, 7, push hands down, 6, inhale, 5, a little bit higher, 4, 3, now squeeze legs together, 2, inhale, come up, 1, change again, excellent, take your arms out, turn your head to the left, full locust poses next. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides of the body like airplane wings, all five fingers together on each hand. Thumbs included with index fingers. Legs together just like in cobra pose. You have one cobra tail. It does not separate into two. Inhale, breathing. Lift up everything. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until only your hip bones are touching the floor. Bring your arms up, thumbs with index fingers, so that the fingertips are in line with the top of your head. Now bring your legs up a little more. That's it. Lift your chin up, look up towards the ceiling. Come up, everybody, for a few more counts. Inhale, lift up. Now on your last exhale, come up a little more. Change again. Chin, hands, and feet to the floor. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Second set. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides again. All five fingers together. Keep them like that. A little more fingers together, Larry, please. Okay. Legs as one. You don't have two legs. You have to know that and make it happen. Inhale, breathing. Go ahead. Lift everything up. Go all the way up. See if you can go up as high as you did at the end of the first set, because that is a challenging position for you. And at that challenging position, you're going to figure out how to breathe well. You're going to improve the whole respiratory function, improve the back bending. Keep the knees straight, toes pointed. Inhale, arms up, Wendy. Inhale, legs straight. Everyone exhale, squeeze and lift a little higher. Change again. Very nice. Arms down. Turn your head to the left. Completely relax. Breathe in by your nose. Exhale slowly by your nose. Bow pose is next. Chin on the floor. Please bend your knees. Hold your feet from the outside just below your toes. All five fingers together. Thumbs with index fingers. Knees 6 inches apart, feet 6 inches apart. So grab tightly with your hands, but relax your rest of the arms and relax your shoulders. Take a deep breath, kick up and look up. You can start as slowly as you need to, but start kicking and keep kicking. Without intermission, kick up towards the ceiling. Let the shoulders open up. Let the arms and hands be pulled up by your kick, but there is no pulling or tugging with your arms. Now roll forward onto the abdomen, so the abdominal wall is the base of the posture. Now chin up, Larry, lift up your chest, look up to the ceiling and kick up a little bit more, everybody. Change again, come down, chin and knees to the floor, arms down next to you, turn your head to the right. Completely relax. Second set, bow pose. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside. Keep your thumbs with your index fingers and squeeze the feet with a nice firm grip. Wrists straight. So the inner part of the wrists, if you push them in towards each other, keeping a nice tight grip, this will help you with the whole arms and neck. All right, not only wrists. Inhale, breathing, go ahead, kick up and look up. Push your hands up with your feet. I know that the feet are lifting the hands up, but you can not fight yourself. You can help the feet push your hands up toward the ceiling by pushing hands up. Push the wrists in, lift the chin up. Roll forward onto the abdomen. Kick up, everybody, kick up. Keep kicking, look up, chin up, ribs up, knees up. Change again, come down. Arms down next to you, turn your head to the left. Slowly exhale by your nose, please, on your next exhale. Fixed firm poses next. Everyone come up to the top of the mat. Push yourself up. Sit on the heels. Knees and feet together just for a moment. Lift your hips up a little bit. Separate your feet. Lower your hips to the floor right between the heels. If your knees or feet hurt, you can separate the knees a little wider. Just make sure the feet are always pointing straight back, not turned out. Now, if you can sit on the floor comfortably, make sure heels always touch the outsides of the hips. Put your hands to the soles of the feet and lean back one elbow at a time to the floor behind you. Right elbow down, left elbow down. Once your elbows are down and everything feels fine, you can drop your head back. Top of the head, back of the head, eventually shoulders and whole upper body relaxed on the floor. The knees can separate, but the knees must stay on the floor. So that can limit you, and it should limit you. Grab elbows, bring your arms over the head. Pull your forearms into the floor and bring your chin towards the chest. Larry, nice posture. Look down the center line of the body, lifting the chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling, creating a perfect human bridge, backward bend. Now, hands to the soles of the feet. With help of your elbows, come back up in the middle. Chest up, spine straight, and chin down. Very nice. Turn around, relax on your back. I heard from Jess. Thank you so much, Jess. She's helping me put together this book club. We have 20 people signed up for the book club meeting next Sunday. If you didn't see the email, we're reading this book called Breath, and it is so practical and just points to this class without actually saying anything about this class. It's like what we do in here is supported by so many things. Anyway, it's a really cool read, and some things not exactly related to what we're doing. Hundreds of years of people experimenting with human breath and animal breath, and I mean, it's just so cool. So anyway, I hope you can join us. If you RSVP by today, we'll send you discussion questions. If you RSVP the day of, please come anyway. You can hang out with us, and even if you just read a chapter, it's so good. All right, feet together, flex, lock the legs, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, please grab the toes. Exhale, breathing, head to the knees. Second set of fixed firm pose. Please start at the top of the mat, sitting on your heels, knees, and feet together. That's just a brief setup thing. Then you can start the posture as soon as you've done it. Separate the heels just enough so you can sit between them, and then go back. Hands to the soles of the feet, thumbs inside. Go back one elbow, then the other elbow. Head, back of the head and shoulders to the floor. Then grab elbows, arms over the head. You just go as far as you can go right now. Until you can go further later. That's good, Lori. Push elbows down, chest up at that stage. Elbows down, chest up, so you don't drop into the shoulders. That's fine. If you want to try to put head to the floor, basically the elbows will have to scoot out to the sides when you're ready so that the head can touch the floor. Good, Todd. Bring your hands back to the feet, everyone. That's a good back bend. Come back up in the middle, spine straight, chin down. And please turn around, relax on your back. I finished making up the challenge cards for you guys too, for the November, December. I will send those to you today or tomorrow. They're super fun. You can print them out, or you know, FedEx can print out a couple sheets for you too if you don't have a printer. Normally we have like all kinds of fun stickers in the lobby. For those of you who haven't been in here at all or lately. Anyway, so I was like, how can we do something fun like that? So hopefully this approximates that. It's going to be great. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, hold it. Sit up, please grab the toes. Exhale, breathing, head to the knees. Half tortoise posture, turn around, sit down on the heels, knees and feet together. No gap underneath the ankles. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Chin up, arms with your ears. Now inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Bring the upper body forward. Try to keep your hips on the heels, stomach in. That's right, Jen. Bring your forehead to the floor. Side edges of the pinky fingers on the floor, so only the thumbs cross. Wrists in the air. That's it, Tracy. Press the palms together. Then inhale, slide your hands forward. Or you can right, left them towards the edge of the mat. Staying here, trying to touch the edge of the mat. Take a few deep breaths in. And slowly out by the nose, realizing rib cage expanding and squeezing in. Inhale, arms and head together, come back up. Try to keep the hips on your heels as you got out of it. Arms down to the sides, excellent. Turn around, relax on your back. Is your watch synced up with that, Brad? You know what the truth is? I've never had a visible clock in the room for very specific reasons. There is no time, right? Like if you think about how much time there is to go, but I have to time myself, and this situation is a little bit different than usual. So anyway, if you ever get that feeling like, oh my gosh, how much time do we have left? Has that ever happened to you? Oh, that too, if you're wondering about the temperature. Yeah, also something not to think about. If you do ever have the thought, how about either thought? How much time is left, or how hot is it? Okay, I realize we're going to think that sometimes. Whatever the answer is, though, it doesn't matter to your ability to focus on your breathing in the moment. Okay, whether you have an hour left or 5 minutes left, whether this thermometer says it's 99 or 109, okay, whatever it says should not, ideally, we have to train ourselves for it not to affect our ability to take care of ourselves and breathe in the moment. Some days it's going to say 109 and you're like, I feel great, I'm going to go for it. Some days it's going to say 99 and you're like, I can't do anything. So it's not, we don't want to tie our breathing to any of those numbers. Does that make sense? But I understand there's an impulse to do that, right? Like, what is happening here? Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath, hold it in, sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. Because then the next thing I tell you is I have 5 thermometers in this room, and they all say something different. So you can get attached to one of them, but I mean, so what? Second set, sit on the heels, inhale, arms over the head sideways. Isn't it weird though, we do it? We do that. Palms together, take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, come forward, bring your forehead to the floor. I realize when I was practicing a lot before, I'd think, it is hard because, right? I'd fill in the blank. Why am I having a hard day? Because this, because that. Ultimately, though, you're just going to regulate your breathing so well that story doesn't even cross your mind. You just say, I'm inhaling and I'm exhaling, and yeah, today I had to take a little more breaks, whatever. I'm just going to inhale again, start from scratch every time I think of it. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms and head together. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, and exhale, arms down to the side. All right. Isn't that fun? Watching our own brains? Yeah. What'd you say, Brad? Let's do a sit-up. Feet together, flex. Lock your legs, arms overhead. Take a deep breath, hold it in, and sit up. Please grab the toes. Strong exhale as you're bringing the head to the knees. Sounds good, you guys. Next is camel posture. Stand up on your knees at the top of your mat, 6 inches between your knees and 6 inches between your feet. Put your hands on the hips or the lower back, fingers pointing towards the floor. Take a deep breath. Push your both hips forward, then drop your head back as far as it goes. Go back halfway. Stop in the middle, breathing smoothly, no matter what. Okay, eyes open, breathe in and out by the nose. Now bend your spine as much as you can. Push the feet to the floor, push your hips forward and your face towards the back wall. Right hand only can come down. Grab the right heel, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. Then left hand down, nice Cassandra. Thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. You get a full palm grip on each heel. Good, Todd. Take a deep breath, push your hips forward, stomach forward, thighs forward without intermission until you feel pulling on your heels. That's it. Bring your hands up one at a time to where they were. Inhale, push the hips forward, chest up, chin down. Turn around, relax on your back. Wendy's glaring at me. How are you feeling? I'm just teasing. It's like the side eye from Wendy, like, oh my God. She said verbatim, that one kills me for some reason. Can you be more specific? Because you are speaking and breathing right now. So I'm going to disagree with your statement. It tries to kill you. I would also respectfully disagree that it's trying to kill you. What do you feel specifically? She gets dizzy. Okay. You start to feel nauseous. Okay. Yeah. It almost feels like compression. You're probably at the limit of your lungs' ability to stretch right there and move. So go less. Do 80% of what you just did and see if you can breathe normally at 80% so that you can sustain it and give it time. Maybe in your mind you want to go all the way back and grab the heels, but your lungs' rib cage can handle 50% of that. So do 80% of what you just did and try to calmly breathe and give it time to go to where you even just were now. Okay? All right. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, inhale, breathing, sit up, please. Grab the toes, exhale, strongly, head to the knees. All right, second set, camel posture, stand up on the knees. I would say this posture is trying to make you more alive. Hands on the hips or the lower spine. You just have to wait for it to do its work, yeah? All right, so take a deep breath. I don't care how far back you go. Breathe. You can breathe now, right? Go back a little bit. Push your hips forward. Breathe again. Go back a little bit more. Breathe again. Push the chin up and back. Chest up, Francesca, a little bit. Push hips forward a little bit. Push the feet down. You can go all just little bits at a time. Then you grab a heel. Then you grab another heel. Push hips forward, Tracy. Eyes open. That's it, Francesca. Palms on the heels. Palm, heel, palm, heel. Now, no leaning on the heels. I want hips forward, chest up until you feel pulling, but I still want palms on the heels. Everyone keep pushing hips forward. Bring the hands back up, place. You got it. Push the hips forward, chest up, spine straight, chin down. Good one, Brad. Turn around, relax on your back. Well, isn't that fun? So fun, Kate says. How is it going up in spot number two? It's fine. All right, feet together, flex, arms over your head. Take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up, please. Grab the toes, exhale, breathing head to your knees. Rabbit posture, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Starting with the spine straight, put your hands on the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside. Then begin by tucking your chin to the chest. Look at your stomach. Exhale, breathing. Go down front side. Touch your forehead to the knees. Automatically, the top flat part of your head touching the floor. Now grip tightly, Tracy, on your feet. Lift your hips up and roll forward like a wheel. Lift your hips all the way up until your arms, elbows are straight. Make sure you have a good grip on the feet. Walk your knees right, left, right, left. That's good, Divini, towards the head. And then stop. Push your feet firmly to the floor. Nice posture, Lori. Squeeze your heels in towards each other. And now bring your shoulders a little bit higher away from the floor, keeping the hips right there and stomach in. Excellent change. Lower the hips down. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Release the grip. Turn around, relax on your back. Just one of us goes through so many things in 90 minutes, right? Right? If you're honest with yourself, how many places your mind went, the people that you thought of, the situations, right? The little struggles you had with yourself. Just one person, even just in 5 minutes of the class, there's so much going on here. And it's just being integrated with your breathing. Whatever you're going through, whatever the mind is going through, and just calmly try again to breathe by the nose. It will work itself out, all right? You don't have to solve every problem right now. Feet together, flex, lock the legs, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing, head to the knees. All right, let's do second set, sit on the heels. And your calm breathing, when you're going through something mentally, is going to help you sort it out, okay? It's not like you're ignoring it. It's just going to let you be in a state where you can sort things out. Go ahead, rabbit pose, chin to the chest. Suck in your stomach, bring the forehead to the knee. Lift up your hips, roll forward. You can walk the knees to the forehead, but one day you'll touch the forehead to the knees and they will not separate when you lift your hips up. So put that in your mind, planting the seed for your future rabbit posture, or maybe it's today's. That's a great one, Brad. Keep knees and forehead together. Walk your knees, if you need to the head. Now I want a little bit of weight on the top of your head, a maximum of 30% of the weight. Squeeze your heels towards each other. Keep a strong grip. Thumbs outside. You have the grip, Brad, but I want thumbs outside of the heel. Right there. Push your hands into the feet. Push your feet into the floor. Roll forward, hips up in the air. You got it. Change again. That's good, Nick. Try to press ankles down next time. A little bit more. All right, come back up. Yes, yes, yes. Turn around, relax on your back. Legs together, flex your feet, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, hold it. Sit up, grab your toes, exhale, on the way down, head to the knees. Next is head to knee pose. Sit facing the front, please, right leg out. Bend your left knee. Create pressure between the sole of your left foot and your inner right thigh. Arms over the head, interlace your fingers, turn your upper body to the right. Reach out, grab your right foot a couple of inches below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle. Tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, and put your forehead on the right knee. If you can't get the forehead to the knee, you can bend your knee up a little bit to get the knee to the forehead. Then roll in a little bit, left shoulder down, left rib cage and chest down. Just enough, though, to get two shoulders in one line parallel to the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side. Left leg out, bend your right knee. Create pressure between inner left thigh and sole of the right foot. Turn your upper body to the left, reach out. Please grab the foot 2 inches below your toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, chin to the chest, forehead to the left knee. You can bend the knee up a little bit if you need to get the knee and forehead together. Then push your knee down with the forehead, but make sure the knee does not go away from the forehead. Inhale, breathing, come up. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. You can lie back, and as soon as the arms touch the floor, take a deep breath, hold it in, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhales as you're bringing the head to the knees. Now grab your big toes with the pointer finger and middle finger, thumbs on top. Walk your hips backwards, right, left, right, left, right, left, traveling backwards towards the back edge of your mat. Now flex both feet back from the ankles, all 10 toes turning in. Pull on the big toes. Take a deep breath, stomach in. Slowly push your knees down without compromising your grip, the pulling back of the toes, or the flexing back of the feet. Now, once you can get the legs straight, lock the legs so the heels come off the floor in the air. Then stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine towards your feet, abdomen to the thighs. You could bring elbows out and forward, Tiffany, a little bit, so the breastbone can slide forward, but the shoulders stay out of the way. Hold here, breathing smoothly. Come forward and freeze. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, please relax on your back. Feet together, flexed, and arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, hold it. Sit up, please grab the toes. Exhale, breathing, head to the knees. All right, second set. Right leg out, left leg in. All right, arms over the head sideways. Turn your upper body to the right. Grab your right foot. Go ahead, pull the toes back, flexing the foot from the ankle and head to the knee. Push the knee down with the forehead. And now you just hold it. Once you get your head to the knee, just be there. You can focus on little things, turn the toes, suck in your stomach, push the knee down, but you're in the posture and you can mostly hold completely still. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out, right leg in. Push the sole of the foot and inner left thigh together. Turn your upper body to the left, grab the left foot. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, chin to the chest, head to the left knee. You can bend the knee up if you need and push your knee down. That's good, Wendy. Turn the toes back. Yeah, keep the toes. That's it. Suck in your stomach. In time, the forehead will come up higher on the knee, closer to your thigh, and leg will be locked. Inhale, breathing, come up again. Bring the legs straight out in front of you, lie back, and as soon as the arms touch the floor, inhale, come up. Grab the big toes. Walk your hips back, right, left, a couple times. Probably good enough. Now, turn the pinky toes back, everyone, flexing the feet from the ankles. I want you to pull the big toes towards your chest. Inhale, breathing, chest up a little bit. Begin, push your knees down. That's good. Keep the full grip, Francesca, of the fingers all the way around big toes. And come forward once the legs are locked. Pinky toes, Brad, can turn back a little bit. There you go. Legs and feet come together. Almost the legs are straight. When they're straight, lock the legs. That's it, Jen. Then stretch forward for five. Breastbone forward, Tracy. Four towards the mirror. Three. Two. Push knees down, Kate. Stomach in. One. You got it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms overhead, take a deep breath in, hold it in for a moment, sit up, as you're bringing head to the knees, exhale, have spine twisting posture, facing the left side of the room, bend your left knee in front of you on the floor, put your right foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee corner, and left toes pointed back, inhale, breathing, left arm up, try to touch the ceiling, cross it over your right knee, push your knee back, turn the hand over, palm down, grab your left knee with the left hand. Bring your right arm behind you, hand on your back, palm out. Inhale, sit up as tall as you can. Now turn your head to the right. Look beyond the right shoulder. Total spine twisting, joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae. That's okay. Keep the right hip down, everyone. Inhale, sit up a little taller. Bring your right hand, Tracy, closer to the middle of your low back, all the way to the middle, right at the tailbone, right hand, and push the hand down, chest up. To lift the spine, then you can twist it. Everyone, exhale, twist a little more. Slowly untwist, undo the spine and arms, then switch the legs. Right leg under, put your left foot flat on the floor. Right toes pointed back. Inhale, stretch your right arm up, cross it over the left knee, push your knee back. Turn the hand over, palm down, grab your right knee. Or you can touch the ground or grab the mat next to the knee. Left arm behind you, hand on your back, palm out. If you need to put the hand on the floor temporarily, make sure you're pushing the hand down, lifting up the chest. So you straighten up the spine. Then you can bring left hand behind you once you can keep the spine straight. Turn your whole upper body left side. That's it, Francesca. Lean forward. Yep, to get the spine as upright as it will go. Drop the shoulders down, twist. Take a deep breath, everyone. Exhale, suck in your stomach, twist to the left. Untwist the spine. Good. Undo the arms and relax on your back. Breathe in by the nose and out by the nose. Let's do the sit-up. Feet together flexed, legs locked, arms overhead. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale. Push out the air. All right, sit up. Spine straight. On your heels, if at all possible. Put your hands on the thighs, elbows locked, and shoulders down. So we exhale by the mouth, by sucking in the stomach. The inhale happens automatically when you relax the abdomen. So the stomach is going to suck in. The air is going to be pushed out of the body. You relax the abdomen, inhale will happen with zero strength effort. Concentrate forward. Let's begin, please. Exhale, 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 exhale. One, two, three, four. Keep the chest up. Exhale, exhale. As much air as possible, as quickly as possible. One, two, three, four. Exhale, 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 exhale. Keep your elbows locked. Spine straight. That's it, Brad. Lock elbows. Five, four, three, two, one. Take a deep breath in, everybody. Exhale the air out by the nose. And now let's begin second set faster. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. On each clap, exhale completely. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Keep the chest lifted. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Belly goes in and right back out. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Lock your elbows. Shoulders down. Now a little stronger. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Five, four, three, two, one. Very nice practice, everyone. Take a nice inhale. Turn around. Relax on your back. Great job. So good to see you, Todd. Very nice class. Yeah. Brad and Francesca, wonderful. All right, you can close your eyes if you wish. You can separate your feet and arms a little bit. Have a great Sunday, you guys. You can take a few more minutes of Savasana. Just slow down the breathing, slow down the exhales. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Let me know if you have any questions at all. And I will see you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.